Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is TAZ on ATAZP Live, your host for the first time in a couple of weeks. And on the line I have, introduce yourself. Well, they just popped out of the line. I'm waiting on them to come back and connect back online. I got a show with Gina DaVinci and my homeboy, MC Blackwell, calling in later on. As we're waiting on Gina to call back, I think that's her right here. Area code 267, state your name, please.
Hey, this is Gina DaVinci.
What's up, Gina? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. As I do my travels online, I ran into one of your songs on another friend's page, and I fell in love with it, and I had to connect with you and get you on the show because I like what you were spitting. It was rugged, it was raw, and I was feeling it. And everybody else that I introduced the song to was also feeling it as well.
Thank you.
So how long have you been doing your thing?
About 12 years now.
Hey, come on now. You look like you're about only, what, 18, 19? You look like you just beginning. And you say you sound like a veteran. 12 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, 12 years.
And you've been writing and doing this for 12 years?
Yep, exactly.
So what got you into it? Everybody else was doing it? It was what was going on where you was from? Matter of fact, speaking of where you're from, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay, Philly.
Yeah.
So what got you involved? I mean, what was the reason for you doing this, following this path?
Initially, I write poetry, so I'm a poet. So it kind of branched off from poetry to rap. So,
I mean, it's evident that you've been in it for a minute because of the style, the flow. So, did you always have this certain flow, or did it develop over time?
No, it definitely developed over time. I can think back to the first rap I wrote. I still know the first rap I wrote is nowhere near, you know, as lyrical as, you know, as my raps are now. So it developed over time. It definitely did.
And it sounds very seasoned, but like I said, the first track that I heard that you did, I was like, yo. And then you hit another punchline. I was like, yo, I am just feeling this shit. And then it said you said something to the fact make you want to rewind and hear it again. Well, hell, I did the same shit. I'm like, I'm rewinding and I'm listening one more again. Because I'm telling you. And I've been doing music for a minute, too. I do music. I make beats. I write. I rap. I do a few things. I write hooks for a lot of R&B singers. I write songs for R&B singers. What I'm saying is, when I heard it, I was like, damn. And then, you know, the next line, bam, hit again. Oh, hell no. And then the flow was so tight. That's why I was like, I got to get in contact with her because I was really just really feeling it. And, like I said, a lot of my friends that I let listen in, like, man, that motherfucker is good. Who is that? You know, that's how it always comes out, man. Who is that? Man, she is nice. You know, so I'm just giving you a props because, for real, I was really feeling it, and the lines was incredible, and just the way your flow was popping off, against the beat. So you really caught some heads with that one song that I did hear. I don't know the title of it. I do have it because I was so bad. I don't care how good it sound. I had to have it. So, you know, that's how bad I wanted it. The song Show Me, so I can let people listen to this and feel what I was feeling. Explain that before I play it.
You said what was the name of it?
Show Me.
That was a freestyle I did to Kid Ink's Show Me. And pretty much it was just how I was feeling at the time.
So this is basically off the top of the head, just a riff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here we go. This is Gina DaVinci. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm going to play this and let it rip and let y'all listen to it. Show me.
If it ain't about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. If it ain't about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. I be downtown in the crown, color licorice. Shout out to my exes, cause I know you listening. If it ain't about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. If it ain't about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. I be downtown in the crown, color licorice. Shout out to my exes, cause I know you listening.
Go and play belligerent, shorty, I'm indifferent. If it ain't about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. I be downtown in the crown, color licorice. Shout out to my exes, cause I know you listening. Niggas left me on my ass, now they kissing it. Couple real niggas in the back like they hitting it. Play the game by the rule book like I've written it. Tell a nigga story with my words like I live the shit. I'm so livid, listen, I'm rapping bitches. Be telling them, come and get it. These bitches don't want the business, ain't finished. I'm just beginning, solicit the competition. I said a date, they be missing. That's kinda how I envisioned it. Listen up, I'm sick like I'm spitting up. Coop with the butterfly doors, they be lifting up. If I knock a bitch down, she ain't getting up. Coming for the crown, fucking clown, I ain't giving up. Who don't know that I ain't holding heat? This might be new to you, nigga, but it's old to me. I'm about to sit these bitches down like they holding seats.
Hey, yo, bitch,
give me a sec, hold the beat. Y'all be on some other shit, I be on another strip. Shutting niggas down like the motherfucking government. Bitches, they be hating me, but niggas, they be loving it. Yeah, these bum bitches looking greener than some double mint. Double, double up, dime bags, call them bubble butt. Got these hating bitches blood boiling like bubble gut. Two gold ropes around my neck, call it double dutch. Why these bitches running back and forth like a shuttle bus? He said he want a bad girl. I'm the one that be always in my bed, girl. Don't pop my coochie, but be popping Gucci tags, girl. X-Man, cause he treated better than his last girl. I ain't tripping on him, but if he act up, then shit, I might start flipping on him. I was mine, oh, that nigga keep it slipping on him. But softer than a teddy bear when I start kissing on him.
I'm pulling my panties to the side.
Fuck a minute, I'ma need about 45. It's so hard to say goodbye like it's truly high. We're the Chi-Town, north side. But I only run my city where it's Philly at. Dressed all black, white pee on my 50 hat. How many times she gonna talk about a Philly hat? Why my pockets stay fatter than a city rat? I smell the hatred and the death in the air, nigga. I know these walls falling on the deaf ears, nigga. I'm trying to bring my city back like clear, nigga. We both bleed, tell me what I gotta say, nigga.
Spending about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. Spending about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. I be downtown in the crown, color licorice. Shout out to my exes, cause I know you listen to it. Spending about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. Spending about the money, then I ain't got no one to rent. I be downtown in the crown, color licorice. Shout out to my exes, cause I know you listen to it.
Trying to battle you. If I battle you, I'm gonna have my shit pre-written already. For real, for real. And go in there pre-written. And I ain't going up the top down like that. That's incredible. I liked it. I love the music. And you said Kid Ink did the production on that?
No, it wasn't Kid Ink, but it was his song initially, so I took the beat and freestyled off of it.
Okay, then cool. I want to know exactly, and it's a hard question, but it's probably easy. Exactly, I know you're not trying to pattern yourself after nobody, because I can't really, I only can think a few rappers from New York, female, that I'm trying to compare you with, like this girl named Jubilee. She be spitting like that. There's a couple more, but not too many because, I mean, you know, everybody else is so commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody else is
right.
So sound the same, so to speak. Where do you get your style from? I mean, where do you get your style from? Obviously, it's you, but what are you trying to actually convey? I mean, I know you hardly sound like anybody else. You sound like one of the Hard Brothers that's out there, like Rapid Fire Flow, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to figure out where is your niche at and where do you feel like you're at with your rap style?
Like you said, I don't really compare myself to anybody. I can't really think of anybody who I think I sound like. Of course, I've had people tell me who they think I might sound like, or, you know, people compare me to people, you know, which is very rare. I don't get it a lot. But, like, as far as me being, like, similar to another artist, I can't really think of anybody, like, that I can compare to at the time.
Me neither. Like I said, the closest one is Jubilee. There's another girl that I know that's from New York that got the same kind of flow. I can shoot you the link and you'll be going, oh, okay. I see where the comparison's at. But, yeah, because I listen to a lot of music and I listen to a lot of artists, and it ain't too many female rappers. I mean, there's a few, you know, that can go, but not – like, you go like this on almost every track. So, I mean, do you got any, like, laid-back joints that, you know, kind of sound commercial or you don't want to sound commercial?
Yeah, actually, I do. I do have some tracks, some commercial tracks. On my mixtape, Clips and Lipstick, it's on thattip.com. So if you were to download my mixtape, there are definitely some tracks on there that are pretty commercial. Like, it can go mainstream. I think the single I released off my mixtape, Clips and Lipstick,
right,
it was Tell Me featuring Ines, Shiz, and Mitch. And that was pretty commercial track. I mean, I'm still on there. I'm still going hard. My flow is still pretty much the same and everything. But the hook is, you know, really catchy. The beat's really catchy. And yeah, it's pretty commercial. I also had another track I released out there called Clean Up Nice. That was, you know, commercial as well. So, I mean, the mixtape in general is just really versatile, where you can, you know, get that hardcore side of me as well as, like, me being commercial and, you know, are some tracks in there where I kind of get really deep and share some things about myself. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you the secret. Stay the way you are. Keep popping it, for real, for real. Just keep popping it, God dang it. Skip all that, be like, you know, sound like somebody else, sound like you, and do what you do. Because basically,
right,
like that first track I played, you said you was freestyling, and that's more you. So stay where you at, for real, for real. The song, High School, give us a intro into that before I play it.
High school was pretty much about my husband, how I describe, like, our relationship, how we pretty much got to the point where we were at. I mean, it's a little exaggerated, of course. We didn't do, you know, everything that in that song. But for the most part, it's just pretty much, like, my perception of what real love is really like. It's not perfect. You have your ups and downs and stuff, but at the end of the day, this is the person, you know, you want to be with, and pretty much, yeah, it's my perception of love.
Okay, cool. High School, Gina Da Vinci, on ATACP Live.
Pink job whip looking like bright green. Pink job whip looking like bright green. Pink job whip looking like bright green. Pink job whip looking like bright. I swear he gets the flyest. Loud text when he roll up. My boy get the highest. Testify.
Yeah.
Ain't another nigga flyin', shorty, I'm taking side bets. He making progress. We used to stay in the jet, now we jet with the pilot. You say I'm biased, why? Cause that's my baby, bottles of pacifiers. Tight work, my boy was tight. Ice cream, paint job, whip, looking like Brian. 40 inch rims, stretching out the tires. Say he ain't did that, shorty, you a liar. Come through waving like we putting out a fire. He's what? Get the manager, telling me when to buy it. I'm rocking with him, take his law on my eyelid. I pointed out all the X's, color and size. And when we making love, he looking right in my eyes. And when he hit it like Mike Tyson. I ride him like I ain't got a permanent license. He caked up, I'm the champion of icing. He got his cake and he eat it too. I know we doing him every now and then. I do me too, let's keep that between me and you. When I walk in our shoes, oh, we got some shit on him too. But give respect where respect is due. Ain't nobody fucking with us to win this shit, we impeccable. Every other day, my boy deposit a check or two. 5-star dining, but sometimes we eat a check or two. Some of you who want checkers, you didn't expect you to. Bugatti in the lexicon, and he stays in the best of two. Looking fresher than a vegetable. He professional, extremely exceptional. 10 digits, no decimals. Keep the rats far away from his cheese like he pest control. Socks and bonds, he invests in those. Gucci, Louis Prada, those things are bonnie here. Giorgio Armani Chanel with the Versace splat. Rockin' a Bill Cosby cat. And you never ever catch my boy chillin' with a cop. No, yeah. One of the vibes, so we cop me that. Dumb bitches cop the bootleg, so that's why I call him copycat. You can catch us wherever the yacht be at. Sort of from the bottom, and we chillin' with a top, yeah. I fuck with him, shorty, I came up with him. Ain't always had money, honey, fit my first buck with him. Keep the heat tucked with him. Cause if a nigga want beef, hold the beat, I'ma buck with him. That's my boy up, couldn't avoid such. Man, I'm with him with good look, no cut. Light things, 210, no gut. Money to be me early a.m., he's up. Had breakfast ready, he worked long nights. Yeah, the sex be heavy, he got long pipe. Take a good look, this is what ever look like. I'll be the only one left when he looks right. I'll be the only one left when he looks right. I'll be the only one left when he looks right. Right, 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 right.
High school, Gina Da Vinci. How did you come up with your name?
Once again, that was a freestyle from Nicki Minaj's High School, which was pretty much the same name, same beat. Like showed me.
Cool. Well, how did you come up with your name? Your name Gina Da Vinci. I got the Gina part after today. When you hit me up on Facebook, I didn't know it did. But I got the real part of the name, but the Da Vinci part, what made you come up with that?
Well, a lot like Leonardo Da Vinci, I consider myself to be an artist. And the way he used his paintbrush, I had my pen. And instead of a canvas, I had my pad. And the same way he made art, I'm making art, but just in a different form, which is music. And I will hope one day that my music, a lot like his art, you know, it could be the equivalent, kind of like the Mona Lisa, which is like a really big deal. I hope that my music will one day be almost like the equivalent to the Mona Lisa, which is, you know, a very big deal, like talk about piece of art. That's how I came up with the name Gina Da Vinci.
I like the name. I love the music. I love the flow. The way it's written, the way it's presented. You got any new projects coming out? And also, do you perform in Philly?
Oh, actually, no, I haven't performed in Philly yet. But starting this summer, I do plan to get out a lot more and do some performances and stuff in Philadelphia. So I will be performing in Philly. I actually do have a project that I'm working on right now. It's actually my EP, my first EP.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called Sex Cells. I'm releasing it on iTunes June 1st.
Right.
So, yeah, you guys could be on the lookout for that.
question. Anybody that's interested in sending you tracks, original tracks, do you accept that, or do you already got a team in place that getting ready to do some production on your songs?
No, actually, I do take tracks that people send me, like beats. People email me beats all the time, and I'll take the time out and I'll listen to them, because you never know. It's nice to have different styles from different people. And, you know, you never know who, you know, making what. You don't have to have a big name or anything like that. So when people send me beats, I listen to them. If I hear something I like, then I use it. And it's just, you know, it's pretty much like that.
And I suggest you learn also as well. I tell everybody to learn how to do your own production. You know what I mean? So you can make it for your own self. And, you know, you won't be. You'll be getting the whole cut of the song because you done did the production, you done did the writing and the performance on it. So I suggest you, you know, just get you some software and learn, you know, a couple software and learn how to make your own beats. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you straight up, on the real, somebody hear your junk, they're going to be like, oh, yo, we got to get them. I'm just telling you straight up, you start performing and all that, because, it sounds nice, it's tight, and like I said, the way the flow is going, I'm really feeling it. I got two more callers on the line. I think I know who they are, but I want to make sure. Area code 313, identify yourself.
Hey, what's going on? This is Just Jewel. Wanted to call and give a shout-out to the hottest radio show out.
What's up, Just Jewel? She's supposed to be my co-host, y'all, tonight. She in between Scandal and my show. One more caller, 702, identify yourself.
Hey, this is Shitara. I'm Gina's best friend, and I just wanted to call and let her know that I'm here supporting her, and I love her.
Aw, thanks, G. Oh, that's love.
That's love.
That's love.
I'm gonna play this last track called My Nigga by Gina Da Vinci. Can you say a few words about this track as well? I could almost say it for you, but no.
pretty much this track is about people who, you know, they doubt you. They say they're going to support you. They don't really support you. You know, you got people who say they're there and they're not really there for you, and people who, you know, really stick around. They're really there to support you. And that's pretty much the song in a nutshell. Just letting people know, like, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're there for me to support me or not to support me, or if you said you was there and you're not there any longer. Either way, I'm still going to keep moving forward and doing what it is that, you know, that I'm working toward.
Gina Da Vinci, y'all.
Work day, very funny, work real late. Work day, showing up to work real late. Work day, very funny, work real late. Work day, showing up to work real late.
Hope when you see me, you see opportunity. Haters don't know why they mad and got an attitude with me. I let niggas be mad cause ain't nothing they can do to me. See me and be rude to me, don't get involved in foolery. They don't really see it happening for me. You would think that people close to be the happiest for me. Instead, they show their ass like I said, back it up for me. Cold world, niggas ain't gon' zip my jacket up for me. We all dreaming for success, I wake up and work for it. Barely getting sleep at night because I can't afford it. Wanna quit my day job, but I'm paying the mortgage. Patiently waiting for my time like I'm paying for storage. Would you believe me if I said I had 3 kids? Putting money up for like 3 cribs. Know a couple niggas that wanna be shit. Still make time for this rap shit and be sick. Jesus, smiling in my face, Gina, you gotta support. I put the freestyle out, it's like mission abort. So I keep my guard up like I'm building a fort. Soon as they think I made a come up, they'll be trying to extort.
Lame niggas, same niggas. Claim that they hit my back and never change niggas.
They left the same way they came niggas. Don't pursue them, fucking sue them. I won't name niggas, bang niggas. Work days in the studio real late. Work days showing up to work real late. Niggas be acting like this real cake will wait. I'm trying to get this money real estate. Bill Gates, polo boots, V-neck, in skinny jeans. Beauty queen, movie screens, call me Billie Jean. All the glitter and the gleam ain't always what it seem. Only money talk, so I'm looking like where's the green. I show up by myself, they like where's the team. Niggas be riding on the bench while I'ma share the ring. When I be grinding by myself, ain't gonna share the bing. I'm a cold motherfucker, leave him shivering.
Work days in the studio real late. Work days showing up to work real late. Work days in the studio real late. Work days showing up to work real late.
I'm a cold motherfucker, leave him shivering. I'm a cold motherfucker, leave him shivering. I'm a cold motherfucker, leave him shivering. I'm a cold motherfucker, leave him shivering.
Loved it. She said Billie Jean in the middle of this thing, right?
That was dang.
She said Billie Jean off in this. Oh, hell no. I'm going to rewind that thing. I'm going to play that on my CD tomorrow. I liked every line. She's wiping it out. Just Jewel of Just Jewel Production. Go on and give you a critique. She need to work with your girl, Just Jewel, real.
Yeah, yeah, she hot. She definitely got skills, lyrics for days, really. You know, yeah, she hot definitely.
For real.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you.
That's what I said too, because like I said, I heard the first I got another track by her that Just Jewel, you need to hear this thing. That's what hit me when I first heard her on Facebook. I like, oh, hell no, I got to get in contact with her. But I want Gina to give her information out where people can hit her up, check out what's coming up with her, and check out when she got this EP coming up. So give out your information, Gina.
First, you guys can hit up my website, www.ginadavinci.com, GINADAVINCI.com. So make sure to check out my website. Pretty much you could find everything from there. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Gina_Da_Vinci, VINCI. And be sure to go check me out on YouTube, my YouTube channel. You can just search Gina Da Vinci. It'll come up. Or you can Google me, Gina Da Vinci. That'll come up. But, yeah, mainly you can go check out my website and you'll be able to find everything from there, and be sure to download my mixtape, Clips and Lipsticks, available for free download on netpiff.com. And be on the lookout for my EP, Sex Jazz, June 1st.
Well, I'm glad that you called in. Make sure to hit me up with friends on Facebook. Make sure to hit me up whenever you got something new, and I'll put you back on again for real. I really, like I said, I'm really very impressed with you. I love the style, the whole package. Just like I said, work on doing your own production, so you can be real. So you can be real, Miss Nasty, out this thing for real.
Thank you.
She ain't too far behind it. She definitely ain't. She gonna be doing that real soon because her lyrics is fire.
Thank you.
Her lyrics is fire, definitely.
Well, keep doing your thing,
Gina. Looking to hear more from you.
Thank you.
And make sure you hit me up and let me know something. Matter of fact, Just Jewel's going to hit you up on Facebook as well, because I'll give her your name so she can befriend you and y'all two talk.
Yeah, I'm following you on Twitter as well. It's Just Jewel Entertainment. So if you see that, that's definitely me.
Okay.
Again, thank you again, Gina.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. For real.
All right, you take care.
All right, you guys too. Bye-bye.
That was Gina Just Jewel. I waited on my next guest to call in, but he ain't caught. You hear me? He ain't caught in yet. That's past tense. He ain't caught in yet. Waiting on him. He's from the crib out of Ohio. How you been anyway, Just Jewel?
You know, I can't complain, and you know nobody likes a complainer. Not even your parents. They try to get rid of those complainers. So, you know, I just maintain.
Well, that's good. The last time I've been on
it,
it's been a minute since I've been doing this show. I hadn't done the show since my mom passed away. The day that she passed away was the day before that night was the last show I did. Had a gospel artist on, and she's a bad girl, too. That's another girl you might need to check out, too, Jess Jewel. Cynthia Jones is a bad girl. She does neo-soul gospel music.
She does what?
Neo-soul gospel music.
Oh, really?
Neo-soul? Yeah. Oh. When you hear the song, you're going to be going, when you hear a few of them, you're going to be going, yeah, she pretty bad. I had been looking for her for a while. I had the CD for like a couple years, but she never had no online presence. You know how some of these entertainers, you know, put out a record, but they're not really online savvy, as you would say. You know what I mean? So then later on, like 2 years later, she came on. I was like, is this really the real one that I'm looking for? You know, because I just see the album. She got this album cover with gold on, and her hair was real red with a big red afro, like a blonde afro, matter of fact. So blonde is red.
Oh, really?
So
she got the Erykah Badu thing going on.
She had it at the front, but she didn't. She changed the look now. She opened with TGG. What is it? TGP? With Tank, Ginuwine.
TGP. Another one of my favorite groups.
Yeah, she opened for this.
Oh, really?
She told me. Yeah, she's a national known recording gospel artist, for real. She's been out for a minute. But anyway, when she told me, she said she was performing with them and they were out in the lobby signing autographs, Tank got up and told the people in his line, if you get out of my line and buy this lady's CD, I'll give you one of mine. Now that's love right there.
Wow.
And then I told her I had to do one of her songs because there's a song in there that's an instrumental and it's for more like skate, you know, like a gospel skate party or whatever. And she's just singing the hook. There's something about their name. And I told her, I said, if I ever talk to you, I was going to ask you, can I redo that song, me and my cousin? And she said Tank redid it and put another piano up under it. And she said I could do it too, so, you know, redo it myself too. So me and my cousin going to put this song down with her.
Oh, really?
Singing the hook. Yeah. I might remix it, but more than likely I ain't. I'm just going to leave it the way it is because it's sweet the way it is. But if something come over me, I might put something else on there. But right now, it's sweet the way it is. Straight up. And I'll send you the video on Facebook, and you will hear it, and you'll be going to me saying, yeah, I agree with you. That's a nice little beat on that thing. So the little song is kind of cool, too, but I'm just going to sing you the instrumental part.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that sounds good.
Other than that, everything else is cool. My family went at my mom's funeral.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, well, thank you. The preacher said, one of the preachers said, we're going to have a selection by the family. And there's like a whole lot of people in my family. So they all didn't
come.
I got a big family too.
How many people in your family?
I'm going to tell you right now, Jess Jewel, I can't tell you. That's how many.
Are you
that's
serious?
How many people we got. I don't know. All I know is I'm going to give you a rough estimate that was at the funeral. About 40 to 50, and that ain't all of us, 50. About 40 or 50 people from my mom's side of family. But that wasn't all.
Wow.
There's still some more folks that was missing. And I say that I want to give you about at least 30, because I don't know how many kids everybody got. See what I'm saying? That's the part where I'm at. I don't know how many kids all my cousins got, so I'm out there. But anyway,
wow,
they said they was going to have a selection by the family, because everybody in my family do music and sing. So they wasn't ready. Because everybody looking around like, who doing it? The Jordanaires? That's one of the girls' groups that's out of our family. And they looking around, and we all looking around. And my aunt, who was married to my uncle, who passed away last year, he was a big-time bishop, had his church and everything. His son got his church now. She said, get up. Get up. I forgot to tell y'all. Y'all got to sing a song. Y'all get up and do something. Take off the cuff. And they went up, and they did something off the cuff. And I was going to get up with them, but I'm like, shoot, I'm part of the family that's bereaving, so we got to sit in the front. So everybody got up to sing, and they sang one song, told the piano player, who is my sister's ex-boyfriend, my nephew's father. He never heard the song before. My cousin gave him the little rhythm to go by. He played some stuff that went along with it. And my other cousin, she directed the rest of our family. And the one cousin led it. He's a preacher at one of the churches in Cleveland. He led the song. The other people sung, our other cousins sung, and they had the tenors and the altos and everything, singing different spots. I'm like, these Negroes just put it together like in 2 minutes.
Wow.
I was amazed. So that prompted them to want to do a concert in June. So we're having a concert in June. I'm just going to be there for support because the concert is to raise money for a CD next year, and I'm going to be in
I'm
on the CD.
I'm surprised you ain't
going to
do nothing.
And I'm not going to, I mean, I'm just going to be there for support. I can't because...
You're
going to
change your mind because music is in your, entertainment is in your blood, so you're going to change your mind.
Yeah, but I'm, like I said, if anything, I'll probably sing in a choir with them, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to help out on the album for next year, the CD for next year. That's what we're striving for, and I already got a song for me, my one cousin, and another female cousin, so she can sing the hook. Already got the song, already got the music, and we just got to write our spots, and I'm going to come up with it probably this weekend, real quick, like. What's going on with Jeff Jewel Entertainment? What's going on? What's going on with you?
So he's working hard promoting these artists, keeping it moving. You know that's a never ending job.
Yeah, I know. Any new projects from under your artists?
Yes, they're working on something now. They in the studio now working on something.
Okay, cool. When they get ready, you know they'll let them come through, so.
Oh, definitely. You always show love.
This is one of my friends she's in Atlanta, gospel artist. Because in a minute we're going to start some gospel promotions. I hate to say it, my cousin Jay Bug already told me we're going to do some gospel promotions. Got a venue already set up in Ohio. And I know
that's
a lot
good.
Of gospel artists that I'm friends with. So we're going to try to get this thing on and popping so everybody have a little money in their pocket. This is Renee Strong. I don't know if you know her. She's in Atlanta. And her name is Renee Strong. Yeah. And here's a song called For You. I want you to check it out.
Okay.
I have so much to thank you for. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I wanna spend some time just to let you know.
I love you.
strong gospel artist from Atlanta, GA. Just Jewel.
And they did a thing.
It sounded like emotions, didn't it? If you think about it.
I sure did. As a matter of fact, it sounded like a switch. A little bit.
Yeah, that too. You're right about that. Matter of fact, I got a friend that played in Switch. He's from my hometown. I used to date his sister, Jody Sims, who played drums for Switch. Of course, Switch was out of Michigan, and he was from Ohio. So that was the relationship. That's all. Hey, you know what? It's funny how everybody say something about somebody on Facebook, and I got a connection to them. It just kills me. Like,
wow.
One day one of my friends posted something about, oh, matter of fact, Curtis Mayfield III, who's been on the show before, one of my friends, he posted something about Kenya Moore. And I had to tell him, I met Kenya Moore when I was in the Army. She was doing the USO tour when she was Miss USA. And she was cool. We talked for like, because
Kenya?
When they came through.
Really?
Kenya. Yeah, when they came through, when she came through, I was over in Germany. She came through Hanau, and she went to the gym. And I was just, it was like about only 10 of us. Everybody else was leaving out. We just got through playing about 10 games of basketball. So I'm putting on my shoes, changing so I could walk back to the barracks and, you know, change and go somewhere else. The guy came up to us as we was putting on our clothes. Say, hey, you fellas want to stay around? Miss USA is coming through. And I just happened to have read it, you know, in a couple of magazines. That's a black girl, right? And they say, yeah. I said, well, I guess I'll stay for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So she came through. There was only like 10 of us. So I talked to her for face-to-face for about 10 minutes. And she was just cool. She was down to earth. She was asking me questions about Germany, you know. Was asking her questions about, you know, being since she'd been Miss USA. And that's basically was it. But every time somebody say something on this Facebook page, I happen to have a connection with it. They were talking about brass construction. I'm friends with Randy Mueller, one of the members of Brass Construction, who produced all the songs for Brass and Sky. You remember the group Sky?
Sky.
Or are you two? Yeah, they had a...
You said Sky or Guy?
Sky.
I think
S-K-Y-Y.
I heard of them.
I'm friends with... Well, I'm sure you heard Brass Construction before, right? Gotta get up.
I don't remember.
Get on down. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. To get on down.
Okay, yeah, that sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably be more...
Mm-hmm. I was just playing that today. That's Brass Construction. Randy Mueller is like the leader of that group, and he was the main producer for Sky and some other group. I met him in Germany when I was in Germany again, and he was at the club, and me and my boy didn't have no money. I drove all the way out of town to go to the club, didn't have no money. He said, somebody in Brass Construction from New York, and I'm from New York, and you're going to bedazzle whoever you talk to because you know everything about music. You're going to mess them up. And I was talking to Randy. We was talking about music so much that I was telling him about different things. Because, of course, I read and I had albums. And I could quote the albums and the year, knew who did the music, because I used to read these things. You know what I'm saying? And the guy that was the owner of the club said, well, fellas, they done setting up, so it's time for y'all to get out. Y'all can come back in and pay your money and come back in. And Randy said, no, they my guests. And you know the black dude I was with was going, yeah, see, I told you. We didn't have no money. Went down there with no money. And I hit him up on Facebook, but, of course, you know, through his many travels, he remembered performing there, but he don't remember the conversation we had per se. Just like, okay, they were talking about Bishop Noel Jones from, I guess, The Preacher's Wife. Is that the name of the show? The reality
Noel
show.
Jones?
Noel Jones.
Oh, you're talking about the preacher. Noel Jones,
yeah.
The preacher? Uh-huh.
I'm friends with him, too.
Oh, really?
He came down to our town in Ohio, Steubenville, preached at this at Zion Temple, which was not my church, my cousin's church. I went with them, and my cousin was thinking about being baptized, so me and my girlfriend went there to support him. And Noel Jones was there running a revival. He got baptized. Afterwards, he talked to us. We was like about 15, 16. I was 16 at the time, asking us where it is to play some basketball because he wanted to play basketball. We said, well, you can go tomorrow because we go to this community center in West Virginia because we're in the tri-state area, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, all connected by the river. So he said, okay, cool. And we went there and played. Man, that was the hardest thing we had to do because we used to cussing. You talking about, you know, nigga, Mr. Shot-Ass shit. Here we are. We missing shots going, shoot.
You had to keep it PG there.
Yeah, oh darn. I'm like, this is the hardest thing I'm having to do. Dan playing basketball, I'm trying to keep my composure out there. Oh my Lord. But we beat them a couple of times, and he was saying, y'all should be running, because we ran like about 5 games before him and the other preacher quit. We kept on going. He's like, man, y'all just keep going. So I know he remember us. If he don't remember nothing else, when he came down there and played ball with them kids that wore him out, I know he remember us.
Remember
who? Noel, I know he remember us from playing ball that time. If he don't remember nothing else, he remember we wore them out on that basketball court.
Well, I'm here.
Them young kids wore him out because he had to sit on the sideline.
Really?
Remember
no
that.
Way.
And it's just crazy because people are talking about different things, and I'm like, yeah, I know who that is. I met them before. They were talking about Spinderella. Yeah, I met her when I was in Germany. Salt and Pepper came and performed. That's when they had the blonde hair. I wasn't trying to talk to Salt and Pepper. I was trying to talk to Spin. And I did for at least 5 minutes before whoever, the management team or whatever, told them they had to hurry up and go backstage. Ah! So just Jewel, I met a lot of people. It's just crazy. I met a lot of people. Yeah, just by being at the right place at the right time. So,
yeah, it's all about
that.
It's all about that and networking.
Yeah, and I wasn't really doing anything for it. I was just in the Army, so you know, I just happened to meet some folks. I met Curtis Blow before. I met
I did a show back in the day. I did a show with Curtis Blow.
That's when you was rapping, right?
Yeah, many, many, many scores ago.
Yeah, you act like you can't do it no more. I'm trying to get you on a joint now. I've been trying to get you on a joint. You just act like you can't do it no more. I'm sure you can spray at least eight bars at least. Not 16, not 32. That's a normal recommendation for me. You got to go 32.
Well,
one time
32 bars.
One time on one track, I went 120.
Straight. Get out of here. Did you really?
It's called 120E because it was really supposed to be 100 bars. Then I said, I'm going to drop 20 extra bars on your ass. I was talking about somebody, one of my coworkers that did music. So I went 120E, 120
wow.
extra bars on them. Yeah, and that's the name of the song, 120E. I got to let whenever we get together.
Because a song is 32 bars, right?
Well, a song, you can go 32. It just depends on what you got. Like if the main thing that you rap, if it's just a main rap song, it's 16, then it's like either a 4-bar or 8-bar hook, sometimes 12-bar hook. just depends on how long the hook is. Then you come back in with 16 more. There's always 16 to 16. Now, sometimes people do 8 and 8, and that's like a two-minute joint. For 3 minutes, you can do a 16 and 16 with an 8-bar hook in the middle.
Yeah, well, you was letting him have it then.
Yeah. I changed it around. Just Jewel, one time, the name of the song was Once I Got to 40, I said, I know you hear me on the 36 bar, nigga, you ought to know. This is the 37 bar, nigga, you ought to know. You know, and I went like to 40. And this is the big 4-0, you know. Instead of saying you ought to know, this is the big 4-0. And then I went and did like 30 more bars, you know, and ended it the same way. You know, this is the 76 bar, nigga, you ought to know. And this is the big 8-0, you know. So it just depends on how you want to do it. I mean, I do mine different because I get bored with the same setup all the time.
And if you
sing it at a slower pace than rapping, usually. So in a 16-bar setup, if you sing in 16 bars, you really sing an 8. You really write an 8 because it's slower than actually writing 16 bars. And if you're trying to rap like Twista, you could get 32 bars in 16 bars.
Oh, yeah.
That's if you're like Twista.
Only Twista can do that.
Yeah. So can Jay-Z now. And so can Jazzo. Jay-Z can too. I got a song called The Originators. Matter of fact, look it up on YouTube, The Originators. That's before Twista. Jay-Z spit like Twista. And so did Jazzo, this guy named Jazzo that was down with, that brought Jay-Z into the game. Matter of fact, I met Jazzo when he lived down here. Me and Jazzo pretty tight. And he ain't tight with Jay-Z no more. Because, of course, you don't hear nothing about
Jay-Z
Jazzo.
Gave him the boot when he got on top?
Like, I guess they fell out once he got on top. I don't know. Never did ask
him. Yeah, that's how they do.
But I've been friends with him. And remember that song Hawaiian Sophie?
You said what now?
Hawaiian Sophie, the song called Hawaiian Sophie. It was Jazzo. He wasn't called Jazzo then. He was called Jazz, J-A-Z, Jazz. And there was Jay-Z. And Jay-Z and him did the song called Hawaiian Sophie. Matter of fact, I'm going to shoot you a couple of these songs because it's on YouTube. It's a video and everything. So I'm going to shoot you a couple of these songs from YouTube. You got to know your history. I know the history. This is how I roll because I got all this music in my I just got through packing because we're getting ready to move from this house. So I was packing my albums, messing around, playing some old albums today. I was packing my albums, matter of fact. So, yeah, Jay-Z. When he first came out, he was with Jazz.
See, Jay-Z was never one of my favorites. Back then, I was more of an R&B head.
Yeah.
There's only a few rap artists that I like. And Tupac was definitely one of them.
Yes, ma'am. Tupac is my favorite. Let truth be told, Tupac is my favorite. Out of all of them. Me too. And
me
I got
too.
All these joints. I got all his joints, the underground joints, the joints that you probably go, I didn't know he did that, yo. You didn't know he did that, but
yeah,
I got it.
I got all of them. I'd be surprised if I didn't.
I'm going to get you on a couple of them. You're going to be like, no, yeah. Then I got Michael Jackson singing a hook with these dudes that was rapping. But, of course, you don't know that one. You don't know that one.
Nah, you're right. I don't. Never even.
Two dudes was rapping hard. This is like 2 years before he passed away. Did some underground stuff, and he sung the hook. And he sung the hook for Brian Lauren on this one song. You probably ain't never heard, but he just sung the hook, like he did for Barry Gordy's son. When Somebody's Always Watching Me, he sung the hook on that. I know you heard that song, but he sung the hook for Brian Lauren. I'm going to write all this down, and I'm going to send it to you through Facebook. Thank you again, Jess Jewel, for being on. I want to thank my guest, Gina DaVinci, for coming through. We'll try to do this again next week. If not, I'll see you when I see you. And thank you, Jess Jewel, again, for being so shy and coming on.
You are. Hey, anything for you, Jack. Anything for you.
And I wanted you to meet some of these folks. That's why I wanted you to come through. That's all it is. So you can meet and network and got more friends. Now, you got one more friend.
I appreciate it. You know, I always appreciate the love.
It's all good. And I'll talk to you on Facebook and send you them cuts right away. Sorry for boring y'all folks,
cool.
But it was cool. We watched a Scandal. One.
You don't love me, no. You don't love me, no. Don't love me, no. You don't love me, no.
Yo, I'm speaking out the box, I'm on fire with this. Just to prove I love your lips, your tongue, I need your kiss, cause I'm coming through. I'm living scandalous. The love making sessions have